Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
This is Bipasha.
So, what are we doing today, Bipasha?
Today we have an extremely interesting topic to discuss. We're going to be discussing about the idea of love and romance this generation and share some of our personal experiences and views on romance. I hope all our audiences can relate in some way and enjoy listening.
Well, you know what? It's kind of ironic to talk about this topic, you know, today. 今天聊这个 love, 爱这个话题稍微有点尴尬。
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah, because today one of the most iconic celebrity couple got divorced. So people was like, you know, I don't believe in love anymore.
I hope we can use this opportunity to restore the faith in love for our listeners even after the celebrity couple got divorced today.
Yeah, 所以呢，刚才我们提到的这个 iconic celebrity couple就指的是这个偶像级别的这种名人夫妇，就是赵丽颖和冯绍峰。所以呢，我们今天呢就要聊一聊这个话题来restore some people's faith in love. So question number one, 谈恋爱有各种说法 right? There are various expressions of falling in love. 那么首先呢，早恋怎么说呢？ What do you think about 早恋？
It's what we call puppy love.
Puppy love, 那早恋跟小狗有什么关系啊？
So puppy love is referred to when the person just wants to adore, show affection to the other person like a little puppy. Like when you are in a new relationship, you just want to give them all your love. Like everything is good. You're in your honeymoon phase and everything is just nice.
Yeah, it's true. Like to adore or to show affection to the other person like a little puppy, right? 像喜欢小狗一样的喜欢对方。所以呢这个早恋就被称作是 puppy love.
Yeah, and puppy love is generally, I think it's very innocent and very cute and it's very pure because there's not many complications or drama involved.
It's true. 既不复杂也不狗血 right? 很纯洁 innocent and pure.就那种柏拉图恋爱吧。
Yes, platonic love.
Platonic love. 哎，柏拉图这个名字就是
Plato.
Plato. 柏拉图的爱呢就是
Platonic love.
Platonic love.
So it is like the initial stage or like phase one.
It's true. 人生恋爱的第一个阶段 initial stage.Or like phase one, right? 其实这个 the initial stage 基本上也都是那种暗恋嘛，你知道吗？
Yeah, it's also referred to as crush.
Crush, 暗恋 crush. 比如说这个小明暗恋比帕莎，怎么说呢？
Well, you would say like Xiaoming has a crush on Bipasha.
Xiaoming has a crush on Bipasha. 哎，但是很多时候我会听到说 Xiaoming has a major crush on Bipasha. 这什么意思呢 Major crush.
If you say major, I'm assuming you're just emphasizing that the person really likes you.
就特别特别的暗恋某一个人 right?
But there's always a joke around, like, a lot of times, because sometimes crushes are not successful. Like, you might like someone, but you either never tell them, or even if you tell them, it doesn't true. So there's always a joke going around about, oh, crushes are meant to be crushed.
Yeah, crushed. Yeah, it's true. 总是不会成功的。他们说这个暗恋就是一个人的兵荒马乱，就是说 it's like a your personal battle.
Yeah, it's a personal battle. And some people are too scared to even tell the person they like that they like them. And even if they gather the courage to tell someone that they like them, most of the times it's not successful.
Yeah, the crush is always crushed, right?
Yeah.
那初恋怎么说呢?
So, 初恋 would be more like first love.
初恋和初雪一样哈 first love.First snow, 一听就很 romantic. It's really beautiful, right?
Yeah, my idea of first love has been very much romanticized by the ideal like Chinese or Korean dramas.
It's true. 其实不光是这个 Chinese dramas, 还有这个 Korean dramas, 还有 Japanese dramas. 比如说日本有一个电影叫做 Love Letter, 情书。Which is a Japanese movie telling a romantic story of first love.
Yeah, there are a lot of dramas that are very famous. And to be honest, I'm addicted to the romantic Chinese dramas. There are so many I watch.
对，所以呢，就是这个 first love 就是被这些东西给 romanticized, 被这些东西给浪漫化了 right?
So since I said like I love watching a lot of Chinese dramas, if you guys need recommendations or if you're ever bored, leave in the comment and I promise I can name a lot of Chinese dramas that I love watching that are very romantic. And you can also leave in the comment some of the good romantic dramas you guys have seen and we will watch it sometime whenever we can.
Wow, that's a good idea. 听众朋友们，如果你们有想要推荐给比帕莎看的这种中国的一些恋爱剧的话，可以留言告诉比帕莎。
There's also an American movie called Flipped, and it's also talking about like a similar theme.
怦然心动 Flipped, 但这个好像更像是这个 puppy love, right?
Yeah, it's more about puppy love for sure.
对。So, what do you think of first love?
I think first love is a very significant turning point in everyone's life.
Yes.初恋是人生的一个特别重要的转折点 a significant turning point. 一般呢我们身边都会有一个好朋友然后来陪你度过 right?
Yeah, and in most cases, your best friends experiences it with you. Because anytime you're excited or hurt about the little things that is happening with the person you like anything he or she does, you share it with your best friend and your best friend comes in to comfort you or celebrate it with you.
Yeah, 那时候朋友们都还没有成家所以呢空闲时间都比较多可以听你诉苦啊可以 comfort you when you experience the first heartbreak.Right.
Yeah, they're definitely there for you through your heartbreak or heart success, I guess. And whatever happens, they will be there for you. They'll be guiding you. They'll cry with you. They'll laugh with you. They'll go through it all.
Yeah, 有的时候这个尤其这个 first love 的时候就是一般会 feel like the end of the world. 一失恋就觉得天塌下来了 right?然后一般好朋友劝的时候那个话都是一样的 All the best friends share the same line.
Yeah, like if the guy or the girl does something to hurt you, they'll be like, oh, he or she doesn't deserve you. You are so much better. And all that. They will hype you up.
Yeah, 他配不上你啊什么什么 you are so much better, 怎么怎么样的。
So first love is definitely an experience that makes you grow and gives you a better meaning of love.
It's true. 那有几句英文呢我们想要教大家说一下就是对话的时候就特别实用的这种英文。首先比如说我们经常会问你谈过几次恋爱啊这个怎么说呢
So it would be more like, oh, so how many relationships have you had?
So how many relationships have you had?Relationship 就是指的这种恋爱关系 right? 还有经常问的一句话就是你有对象了吗怎么说
So it's like, oh, are you seeing anyone at the moment? Are you dating anyone at the moment?
Are you seeing anyone at the moment? 或者说 are you dating anyone at the moment? 你谈过恋爱吗怎么说呢
Something like, oh, have you ever been in love? Have you ever dated?
Have you ever been in love? Have you ever dated? Bipasha?
fortunately or unfortunately, I have never dated or been in love.
真的吗 Never? It's unbelievable. I don't buy it.
真的 I might have been a little scarred from the experiences of all the people around me. I mean, I have seen my friends getting hurt, crying, fighting with their boyfriend or girlfriends. And I've always thought, like, why...would I want to complicate my life further? And it was just too much drama for me. So I haven't really experienced what romantic love is yet. So I generally tend to focus my attention on friendships, like the platonic love between friendships and academics. So, yeah.
Friendships and academics. 原来比帕莎是一位专注于友谊和学术的小姐姐。
I try to be.
所以呢、就是说要 generally focus on my attention on friendships and academics.
Yeah.
那如果就是说我们想说那给你介绍一个男朋友吧用英语怎么说呢
So you could say like, oh, so if you're single, let me introduce a friend to you or let me introduce someone you may like.
Oh, let me introduce you someone you may like. Okay, so Bipasha, let me introduce you someone you may like.
Please do. I mean, why not?
So do you have a high standard?
I would like to say no, I don't. My standards are not illogical. They're very basic for a good human being. So it isn't that hard to meet.
择友标准比较符合逻辑 The standards are not illogical, right? 就是那些基本条件嘛 like basics for a good human being, right? 但是你知道吗、yeah. 就是说这是为人之本，做好就可以啦。但是这个话之后总得有一个 but， 听起来我的标准好低的、mm-hmm. 但是呢对你的 I'm waiting for your but。
No, but yeah, like I said, they're very basic, and, but I haven't found anyone who I believe to be very compatible with.
What is compatible?
So compatible is like if two people are compatible, they can have a good relationship because they have similar ideas, interests. They're like two puzzle pieces that just fit together. They might be different, but they fit together perfectly.
Yeah, exactly. 就因为志趣相投而关系好。这样的就叫做 compatible,、mm-hmm. right? 在我们中国也经常说嘛，就是我标准不是很高，但只是还没有找到一个有感觉的，一个合适的。这句话用英文怎么说呢？就是 My standards are logical, but I just haven't found anyone who I believe to be very compatible.、
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a very famous like, meme going around. Like people say you can disagree about pizza or ice cream flavor.But you cannot disagree about the important things in life.
It's true, it's true.、
Mm-hmm.
三观一定要合嘛，所以就是说五官不重要，但是三观特别重要。总之呢，就是我们希望所有的女孩子都能够得遇良人，然后 you guys will be growing old together, 白头偕老。
For me, the best advice that I think I can give is, because I'm the therapist for all my best friends, all my、mm-hmm. friends, I'm the therapist, so anytime they have an issue,I just tell them, it's okay, you have to be patient, you cannot be rushing into things.
Yeah.
And it will happen when you least expect it. Like, it will happen very naturally, and you'll just know it feels right. You will grow to, like, engage with it slowly.
Yeah.
Don't rush into relationships.
Don't rush into relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And actually, I think you do not rush to anything, you know. Things will happen naturally. That is the secret to everything.
Mm-hmm.No, yeah, I personally agree with that a lot, and、mm-hmm. I think it will happen when the time is right.
Exactly. 好，那我们今天呢，关于这个话题就聊到这里，希望大家学到了很多。
Yes, thank you for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed our podcast, and leave in the comments all the dramas I should watch, and I can also recommend some English dramas if you guys want to watch.
Oh, and nice.
Hope to see you soon.
Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How in bed we play, it's the way you kiss my cheek when you think that I'm asleep. I love it so much.